Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Friday. It is the 19th of November, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, welcome to Friday as well, everyone. We finally made it.
We did. And what's waiting for you at the end of the week? It's Andrew and I with terrifying security news.
Yeah.
So, in fact, this week we had so much stuff to talk about that we actually have some honorable mentions to do. And we're going to have these available in the show notes using the tag Security Friday. So if you click on that, you can always see the Security Friday, the news that we cover each week on Security Friday. But this week, there are some bonus articles in there that didn't make the cut. We're just going to give them a quick honorable mention and then get to the ones we actually had time for.
Yeah. So a couple of news that I wrote up this morning. This is good news, though.
Good news.
We're starting it off right.
Okay.
So let's see. I'm just looking at the tag for Mac Observer. I don't know who wrote this up.
But, okay.
The news is that regulators have approved a rule that banks must report cyber attacks within 36 hours. So
nice.
Yay.
Yeah, that is good news. I'm glad we're getting to spend a minute on that one. That's a good one because we should definitely be letting people know about that for sure. So, yeah.
And then this next news isn't so great. So the Tor project. Tor is a kind of an anonymous computer network people can use with the Tor browser.
Uh-huh.
But they mentioned that they saw a decline in servers because these servers are volunteer run. They've seen some of the numbers go down this year. So to kind of, you know, try to bring more people into the fold, they're offering rewards.
Oh, okay.
And they say the rewards include things like hoodies, T-shirts, and stickers.
Nice. I could use some treats from Tor. That's interesting. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Like I said, we have more that we can tell you about, but those are all going to be available at themacobserver.com, where you can click on Security Friday. And like I said, there will be a link in the show notes for those articles. So now to a long time standard, I guess, portion of the program. This weekend, data breaches. And we have a new interesting one.
Yeah, this one is written up by TechCrunch. This is California Pizza Kitchen. And they say they had a data breach, I think it was in October. And this breach exposed the social security numbers of over 100,000 current and former employees.
Oh, dang. Now, see,
yeah,
it's employees. And that was my first question was, why does California Pizza Kitchen have so many people's social security numbers? Well, that would be why.
Oh, right.
So now I get it. Okay.
So, okay. Yeah. And it says it looks like it happened on they discovered it on September 15th.
Okay.
And by October 4th, the company had figured out like what actually happened.
Okay.
What I thought was a little bit funny is at the end of TechCrunch's article, they say, while CPK is shoring up its security after the incident, it's unclear why it took the company 2 months to notify state authorities of the intrusion. The company said its data breach notification was not delayed by law enforcement. So,
okay.
A little snark going on in there.
I like a little shade with my security news. That's kind of kind of fun.
In this case, I think it's appropriate
and very warranted. Yeah, I like that. So, all right. So, yeah. Thanks, California Pizza Kitchen. We have a couple of hardware things to discuss, and the first of those is some flaws with DRAM chips.
Yeah, there's not really a whole lot to talk about yet. So ETH Zurich was one who sent me their article about this. Researchers from this university in Amsterdam found these flaws within DRAM chips.
Okay.
But they say the people are going to present the full results next year at the IEEE concert. Or not concert, conference.
Yeah. Although now I'm sort of considering the IEEE concert, and I'm not sure exactly what it would sound like. But I'm going to think about that the rest of today. Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah. But they do say by repeatedly activating or hammering a memory row, an attacker can induce bit errors into a neighboring row, and that bit error can then in principle be exploited to gain access to restricted areas.
Okay.
So it sounds like maybe this is a proof of concept.
Yeah. This at this point, it sounds like a theoretical sort of thing, since there's not an actual issue to be discussed there, I think, which is good. I mean, it's nice that somebody found this and it's sort of theoretical, but it doesn't look like there's, at least the best I could see, is that it's not something that's going to affect people out in the world at this moment. So it's not too bad.
Right.
The next one is maybe a different story, because this is a flaw in some Intel processors.
Yeah, so it sounds like maybe this one is something to possibly worry about. So this flaw found within certain Intel chips was discovered from Positive Technologies. And it lets an attacker with physical access to the computer install malicious firmware onto the chip and kind of install a permanent backdoor, it sounds like. And they say, so this flaw is found in Pentium, Celeron, and Atom CPUs on the Apollo Lake, Gemini Lake, and Gemini Lake refresh platforms.
Fantastic.
Now, I'm pretty sure they said Intel was actively working on a patch for this. So we don't really have much to say, I guess, other than our standard advice. If you can, make sure that, you know, you install all the latest security and firmware updates for your devices.
Yeah, particularly firmware updates. And the reason I'm calling that out specifically is because they are usually really small, and it only requires a couple of restarts. It's not going to be a ton of time that you have to invest in doing that sort of thing. If there's a firmware update, like a processor firmware update, those things are pretty low level and that code is pretty compact. So generally those aren't going to take long, and they're never going to change anything. It's not like all of a sudden the UI is different. It's not like going to Big Sur or anything like that. You're never going to notice the stuff that happens, except that your computer will continue to be safe and awesome. And that's really the part that you need. So,
yeah,
that's fabulous. We have a couple of more things to tell you about. Freak you out right as we head into the weekend. But before we do that, I would like to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor is Coinbase. So cryptocurrency might seem like a secret club or an exclusive club that like only Andrew can get membership into. But Coinbase believes everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door, like me. Regardless of the level of cryptocurrency experience you have, Coinbase is here for you. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. They support the most popular digital currencies in the market, and they make them accessible to everyone. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. Whether you're new to cryptocurrency, you're looking to diversify, or you just want a better way to access crypto markets and manage your portfolio, you can start today with Coinbase. Here's how. For a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/TDO. All you have to do is go sign up at coinbase.com/TDO, coinbase.com/TDO for $10 in free Bitcoin. And this offer is limited time only, so make sure you sign up today. coinbase.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Coinbase for sponsoring the show today. Now, the next thing we have to talk about is ransomware. And I feel like we're going to end up with a This Week in Ransomware to go along with This Week in Data Breaches at some point. We're not quite there yet, but this is about specifically a warning about ransomware coming out of Iran.
Is a joint advisory that the U.S. has issued. They're warning Iranian state-backed hackers are targeting infrastructure companies with ransomware. They say these are critical infrastructure sectors, which includes transportation, healthcare, public health, and certain Australian organizations, too.
Okay.
Now, they say these actors are focused on exploiting known vulnerabilities rather than targeting specific sectors.
Okay. So this is sort of equal opportunity malware. Ransomware, I should say. And particularly if it's something that's widespread enough that the government feels like they need to issue a warning about it, that's a thing to take pretty seriously. I'm going to point out that this goes back to the kind of stuff that we tell you here all the time, which is be 10% skeptical of everything that comes to your mailbox, especially when it comes to things like ransomware. You know, the example I always use is, even if I tell you I'm going to send you an email with that thing attached to it, when that email comes, you should still be a little bit skeptical of it, even if it's one that you expect. If you don't expect it, you should be way more skeptical. And there's a bunch of reasons for that, but we talk about them here all the time. But definitely make sure that you've got your alerts up on that sort of thing. Constant vigilance. That's the phrase I'm looking for. Constant vigilance. You really do need to go full Mad-Eye Moody on your inbox. Mad-Eye Moody, because you never know what's going to be in there. And your work inbox doubly so, because it's the work email that they're really, really wanting to exploit. Because everybody's work email is on a work computer or on a computer that has access to the work network. And that's the magic of ransomware. Those are the things that they want. You know, we want to lock your file server up tight so that we have hold of something that you actually want, so you think it's going to be worth paying us to get it back. So be careful of those things. We have one more thing to tell you about today. This, I'm not sure if this is going to verge on practical tip, but we'll find out. How's that?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
We're trying to end in, we began with good news. We're going to try to end that way too.
Yes.
So this is a new service called CyberDTV. And the goal of it is to train the general public in cybersecurity.
Okay.
They say this is a video streaming service. I think it looks like it costs $10 a month. And it can be downloaded from Apple Store, Google Play Store, and Roku, viewed on any device.
Okay.
And they want to mention that it's not specifically for tech-savvy people, although they can watch it too. They say these user-friendly video segments break down all aspects of cybersecurity and can be watched anytime at any pace.
Okay. I'm glad somebody's doing this. I don't know who's going to pay $10 a month to watch cybersecurity videos, but I think I would appreciate much more if they were maybe doing it for free, or maybe some of them are available for free, just to give people a taste. I'd like if maybe there were something out there that, like, you know, I could try it out and say, like, I watched a couple of these and they're actually pretty useful, you know, or whatever. So
there is
a 7-day free trial. Yes, we are. There is a 7-day free trial. I went and looked, and so you can at least try it out and see if it's for you. If you do that, please let us know at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. If you want to go binge a bunch of cybersecurity videos this weekend, let us know how that turns out. As Andrew mentioned, we are free, so I want to take a minute and ask people to rate us in the podcast source of your choosing. Those ratings matter, it means more people will be able to get to see us. And feedback to the show is also something that we appreciate very much, because if you ask us questions or give us feedback, we can make sure that we're putting out the show that you want to hear. So I would enjoy that very much, and I'm pretty sure Andrew would too. We'd like to make sure we're giving you a show you want to listen to, even though some of the stuff we have to say is stuff you don't necessarily want to hear.
Yeah,
I think that's probably how to put it. So that's going to do it for us today. Andrew, as always, thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And as always, have a good weekend, everyone.
Indeed. And I hope you can all sleep tonight. We've got some kind of scary stuff in there this week. As I said, get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. We definitely would love to have your feedback. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.